This is Bava Basra, Daf Vav Amid Aleph, and we were dealing with the following suffix. So we had a chazaka on one hand that people do not pay back loans early, and on the other hand, we had a migu, why would I lie in a certain circumstance? So we had a machlokes, or not really a machlokes, but we had a suffix, would the migu of Mali Lashaker work against the chazaka that people don't pay back loans early? So we're picking it up now from the second line from the top on Davov Amid Aleph. So Toshma, Raya number one. So we said in our Mishnah, Bechezka Shenasa Nachiyavi Raya Shalom Nasa. So we assume that he gave the money until we can prove that he did not give the money. So Heiridami, what is the case in our Mishnah? Ilay Meshatavu La'achar Zman Vamel Praiti Bizmanim. His money. So if he said he claimed after the time to pay was up, and he said I paid it at the regular time, so pshita. So obviously we assume that he paid it back. Why didn't you come to him before? So elala must be the amalei praiticha betoch zmani. He made a ridiculous claim like I paid early. So alma afilu b'makam chazaka aminan mali l'shaker. And basically from the fact that the Mishnah says that we assume he paid, so it seems that in a circumstance where he has the migu, we believe him even against the chazaka. So Gemara says, nah, it's not a raya. Shiny hacha, the kol safa v'safa zmanehu. Every layer of bricks that you put on the wall, that's considered the zman. And therefore, this is a different kind of loan. It's not a loan with a standard pay-up date where you would have to pay by a certain time, really, because every claim you make is going to be, where the zman is a little bit iffy. And therefore, you can't bring rayas from this to a normal case. Next possible raya, toshma. Same case of the second case of the mission. May arba amos ulamala in machayvin oso. So you don't force him to pay back it for if you want to build it more than dalad amos. Samach lo kosal acher. But let's say you built Reuven wanted to build it higher than 4 amos, so he paid out of his own pocket to build it 8 amos high, and then Shimon builds a wall next to the wall in the middle. And it's 8 amos high, so it shows that he's very excited, that he likes the fact that it was built up to 8 amos. And then we said that now Shimon has to pay his half of the top 4 amos. And then we also said that it's considered Bechezka Shalonasan, and then the Mishnah continues, Ad Shiyavi Raya Shalonasan. He has to prove that he paid for it. We assume he didn't pay for it. So Heichidami, what is the case where we assume he didn't pay for it? Ilei Meshetavu La'achar Zman Avam Elapraticha Bizmani. If he claimed that he should have paid, he claims the money from him after a while, and he said, what are you talking about? I paid on time. So am I low? Why wouldn't we believe him that he paid? Elalav de Amar Praiticha Bitoch Zmani. Must be a case where he said, I paid you early, and we assume he did not pay. Even though he could have said, I paid you on time and been believed, now that he says, I paid you late, we don't believe him. So even though he has that migu, we don't believe him. So Gemara answers also, it's different over here because he maybe the reason he put off paying it back is that he thought he wouldn't have to pay for it at all. Meaning he says that maybe he didn't demonstrate that he was using the top 4 amos yet, because he only built a wall that looked like he planned to connect it to the top 8 amos of the middle wall. So he thought maybe he'll win the case and not have to pay his share, and that's why he didn't pay back. Next possibility. Amar le Rav Acha, braid the Rav Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, the son of Rav, said to Rav Ashi, Toshma, let's bring another from Raya. Mana li biarcha, Amar lo hin. So he says, you owe me your money. He says, yeah, it's true, I do owe you money. L'machar amalo t'neilis. Now he says, give it to me. So im amalo nasati l'cha patr. If he says, what are you talking about? Yesterday when you asked me for it, I gave it to you. So then we believe him. He doesn't have to pay. But if he says, ein l'cha biyadi chayiv. But he says, what are you talking about? I don't owe you any money. I never did. So then he's chayiv to pay. Because yesterday he admitted to it. So my love, nasati l'cha d'amalei praiticha bizmani. When he says, I gave it to you, it means I gave it to you on time. But when he says, Ein lecha biyadi, d'amar lepraiti betoch zmani, v'katani achayiv. So when he says, I don't owe you, must be that he was saying, I paid you early, and yet he's chayiv. Abba b'makam chazaka, lo aminu mi'ali l'shaker. So we see that b'makam chazaka, we don't say the migu. So Gemara says, nah, why are you interpreting the words in such a way? Lo, it's not so. My ein lechabiyadi lo hayudvar meolam, the way I described it in the beginning. It means that the whole thing never happened. I don't know who you are. I never borrowed any money from you in the first place. So now you have to pay because you admitted yesterday that you did once upon a time owe the guy money. And now today you're saying the whole thing never happened, so we don't believe you. Okay. Going back to our Mishnah. So we say, Samach lo kosel achar megalgalin ola v'sakol. So if Shimon, after not paying for the top four amos, builds a wall on his own property that seems to indicate that he wants to connect it to the top four amos of the middle wall, now he has to pay his fair share. So Amar Avuna. So Avuna says, in the following case where we can make him pay for everything, Samach lepalgo. Let's say he only built it that he could connect it to half of the middle wall. So what's the halacha? So he says, samach lekula, that counts as if he is going to connect it to all of it. Meaning, you don't get to decide which half of the wall you're excited about and only pay for that half. You have to pay for the entirety of the top dalet amos of the wall. Rav Nachman Amar, no. L'may de samach samach, l'may de lo samach lo samach. If he wasn't masmich his wall to the entirety of the wall, then he only has to pay for the parts of the wall that he's clearly benefiting from, but he doesn't have to pay for the other half of the wall that he's seemingly not using. But Rav Huna, who says that you have to pay for all of it, he says, yeah, but if it's a case where it's a Karen Zavis, meaning if it's a case where it's the corner of the wall, and he's only using half of the corner, meaning the wall is on a right angle, and he's only using one half of the right angle, then he would agree that that's like, we sort of cut that wall in half, and we view it as if it's two walls, and he only has to pay for the half of the wall that he's using. And Moder Rav Nachman, but on the other hand, Rav Nachman would agree that he has to pay for all of it, be'afriza, meaning when he's benefiting from half the wall, but he did it in such a way that he can now put up cross beams and he can benefit from the entire width of the other wall. Uvikata dikshure, right? Or similarly, that when he builds it in such a way that he's able to put up a roof from his own cross beams and where he's benefiting from everything. So, meaning both parties agree that there are cases where he's clearly only benefiting from half the wall, and there are cases where he's clearly benefiting from the entire wall, and therefore they would be molded to one another in such cases. Amar Rav Huna, Beikave. So he says, Rav Huna says, if the first guy builds it taller than, meaning Reuven, who builds it higher than four amos, makes holes in it so that he can put beams in there, so lo have chazaka. So it's not a chazaka that Shimon can claim, oh, look, I must have paid you my fair share at the time that you built it, because otherwise, why would you have built these holes where we can now have a roof beams going through it, but we were both planning on benefiting from such a roof? So that's not a raya. Why is that not a raya? So, one second, sorry, I just lost my place. So, see, lo av chazaka. V'afa gav de avid le himlati, even if he made he put some nails or some wood in the wall to hold the roof beams. Meaning he was very serious about spreading out these roof beams, seemingly that both Reuven and Shimon would be able to benefit from. Still doesn't prove that Shimon paid his half. Why? The Amrale, because Reuven can say to him, Amina, I said to myself, Lachi payasta li lo litra ashiasi, meaning when you appease me, meaning when I convince you to finally pay me for half of it, then I don't want to ruin the wall by having to make new holes in it. So I put all the holes in advance, thinking that I'm eventually going to talk you into paying your fair share, but you never actually did. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Achzik lehurde lo achzik lekshure, lekshure achzik lehurde. So if Shimon all of a sudden started putting these weak small beams onto the wall, so and Reuven seems to allow him to be doing that and gives him permission to do so, so that doesn't mean that all of a sudden he's also allowed to put big heavy beams on the wall, which could damage the wall. It doesn't mean you have full reign to do whatever you want. But if he, like Shure, if he gave him the right to put heavy beams there, so achzik lehurde, then obviously he's allowed to put weak beams and light beams there as well. Rav Yosef Amar, no, achzik lehurde, achzik lekshure. So he says, even if you just have the rishus to put weak beams there, you're allowed to put any kind of beams there. Because, again, the wall can hold up most of these beams. And therefore, it's not if you have ishtamshus on the side of the wall, then you're allowed to use whatever you want. Igadam, right? There are those who say it like this. Amar Rav Nachman achzik l'hurde achzik l'kshure, l'kshure achzik l'hurde. That Rav Nachman holds that actually if you have a chazakah for one, you have a chazakah for everything. Gemara continues with a similar case. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman also said, "Achzik l'natfe, achzik l'shavche." So, if I got the rights to allow the water from your wall to drip onto my chutzner in an indiscriminate way, there was no gutter there that was guiding it into one spot. So, certainly, I have the right to build a gutter which will keep the water going to one specific spot, meaning it's less bothersome and less damaging under that circumstance. But achzik l'shavke, lo achzik l'natfe. But if I got the rights for a gutter to pour out into one spot, that doesn't mean I have the right to let the water drip indiscriminately to anywhere in your chutzner. For Rav Yosef Omer, afilo achzik l'shavke, achzik l'natfe. He says, no. As long as I have the rights to drip water into your chutzner, it doesn't matter how it's happening. So even if I only have the rights to do it through a gutter, and it's all going to drip in a controlled area, doesn't matter. I can indiscriminately let it drip into your chutzner. Ikadamri, and there are those who say that no, there's a different machlokes. I'm Rav Nachman, achzik l'shavche, achzik l'natfe, achzik l'shavche. Rav Nachman himself holds that however the water drips, it drips. And if you have the right to let it drip through a gutter, you also have the right to let it drip all over the place. Aval etzrifa de urbane lo, but you don't have the right to let it drip off of etzrifa de urbane. Etzrifa de urbane is like a tent or a teepee that basically it's very, very a deep slope on the roof, and the roof was made of thin reeds or aravos, and therefore everything would rain down very, very powerfully and very, it would get very spread out and really make a huge mess in the other person's chutzner. So even if you had the right to let things drip off of a normal roof, you didn't have the right to indiscriminately let things drip off of a tzrifa de urbane, because that's already makes too much of a mess. And Rav Yosef Omer, afilo tzrifa de urbane. And Rav Yosef held, no, you can even let the water drip off of a tzrifa de urbane, because he gave you the right to let the water drip into his chatzar, and that's all that matters. And then the Gemara concludes, Avid Rav Yosef uvda b'tzrifa de urbane, and Rav Yosef even paskin that way, halacha l'maisa, that you can let the water drip off of a tzrifa de urbane, so he actually held that way, halacha l'maisa. We'll hold over here. Next, the Gemara is going to start something new.